Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. Of course, this is our Bachelorette recap podcast with Trent. Luggage guy Trent, per usual. Will we have him on every Wednesday show? Okay, no.
That has to end.
To be honest,
I hate myself.
Battle of inside your brain. Like, you just, neither of us spoke and you just battled yourself there.
And I hated every second of it. I hate myself. So let's continue on with the show. No, it is what it is. But you know what, guys? We have a great episode because we already did our recap. We're going to get into it soon. Mm-hmm. How are you guys feeling, though? How are you feeling on this lovely late night after the show?
I feel great.
So do I.
Rate yourselves on a scale of 1 to 10.
To be honest, I had a bunch of Sour Patch Kids while we watched the show, along with my drink, and that makes a huge difference. A little sugar boost.
Oh, you feel good?
I feel good.
I thought you were going to be like, my stomach hurts or something.
I'll feel bad in about an hour, but for right now, still good. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Of sugar high.
You're like JoJo Siwa.
Absolutely. Yep. Me and JoJo just riding that sugar high.
I love throwing references in there that Trent just high. So really quickly, I know this has nothing to do with the Bachelor podcast.
Let's talk about Macy's first.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Perfect.
You're so right. Yep. Let's talk about Macy's before what's the word I'm looking for? Cut this out. No, I actually have to think. Teaser. Big teaser. It's late. Yep, it's really late.
It's late.
So we're going to talk about Macy's first, but big teaser coming up after we talk about Macy's. Mm. Our favorite place to shop. You know it. We talk about it every single podcast. Right now, you can get early access to Black Friday sale, Macy's.com/Black Friday. You can get that until November 15th. Also, you can shop Macy's.com/Chicks in the Office and shop all the things that Fran and I bought. I know somebody tweeted something to us today. This blue Christmas sweater I bought, and someone said,
to be honest, I gotta say, I saw the tweet before. Okay, I saw the tweet before you replied to it, and I went to text it to you, but then I didn't want to be like, because you know how the foot massager, like, we that snuck onto the site when neither of us bought that. So I was like, oh, maybe that snuck on there by accident. Neither of us bought that. So I didn't want to text it to you and be like, look at this sweater. And then you'd be like, I didn't buy that.
No, I
but you really
100%
did.
Bought it.
And the best part is it's like a grandma model. No, sweater.
An older woman. Trent, I just have to show you this sweater so you know what the visual we're talking
about. Yeah, you do have to look at
it. And if you go to my Twitter, you can easily find it. I responded.
You can also find it on Macy's.com.
Yeah, Macy's.com/chicksintheoffice. It's a blue sweater. It's a Christmas sweater.
Christmas. Rhea was just feeling festive.
I saw it and I was like, you know what? I want that to bake cookies in during the Christmas time.
Yep.
Get into the Christmas like, what is that?
Fire.
Literally, it's a full-on grandma. Look.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a 75-year-old woman modeling this sweater.
But honestly, fucking swag. Yeah. Like, when I put this on, people are going to be like, where did you buy that? I'm going to be like, Macy's.com/chicks in the office. Go
Absolutely.
To it right now and shop
it's
that
amazing.
Sweater. I can't wait to wear it now.
It's
I
amazing.
I can't wait to wear it.
No, it's a great way to get into the holiday spirit. You can get your shopping done already for other people. You can get some shopping done for yourself. Amazing deals. We absolutely adore Macy's. So go to Macy's.com/chicksintheoffice to check out all the stuff. And honestly, go check it out because I feel like people are just enjoying looking at the site and trying to guess whether or not, like, which one of us bought that thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because all of it's combined.
Yeah.
So it's been funny seeing people send screenshots and being like, all right, which one of you two bought this?
Yeah, tomorrow, if you're listening to this, Macy's.com/chicksintheoffice, find some stuff that you're like, I don't know if this was Fran or Rhea, but make a guess. Just try to make a guess, and we'd love to see if you guys, if you know us, do you know your gals?
Yeah.
Let's see. Do you know your chicks? Let's find out. All right. it's late.
All right, there was a big teaser you threw out there.
Okay. halfway through The Bachelorette tonight, I was pretty high, and I started looking at my fingers, and I was like, you know what would be kind of sick, but now that I'm sober, I don't think so. Getting a watermelon, a sugar cube, and then just the word high, but H-I. So it would be like watermelon sugar high on my fingers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool or no?
I like it.
I like it. I think that's cool.
But would I be able to get a sugar cube on my finger? Like, it would just look like a square.
Yeah,
it would look like
I was going to say, a sugar cube might be tough in tattoo form.
You might just have to write sugar.
You could just do...
No, but I can't write high in sugar. I need to have something replace sugar.
Yeah.
So I can do a watermelon, like actual watermelon.
Right. Yep.
Then sugar has to be something, and then high will just be H-I.
Could you do like a...
high tattooed on me. My parents would be really, really...
Like a jar of sugar?
A jar of sugar.
With just like a little S on
it. Some people might be like...
Might look like a cookie jar, but like just put like an S on it.
That's cute, because I was worried people might be like...
Or a salt shaker.
Are you going to like... It might look like a salt shaker. Cocaine on your finger? Yeah. Like... You know what I mean?
That's not what you want.
No.
Yeah.
No, but I feel like it's hard to get the texture of a sugar cube on a tattoo where it doesn't just
look like an ice cube.
Exactly.
You know, so many different cubes. Yeah. It could just be a straight up cube.
Right.
Something we'll have to think about, guys.
Right. Because especially if it's not like colored in. Like if it's not colored, you know,
what would you even
color? It
would
be hard to figure it out.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
Well, anyways. That probably won't happen, but it was a nice high thought that I had. I was like, watermelon sugar high would be kind of sick.
Yeah.
We'll think about it. We'll think more on that.
Okay.
But we do have a great Bachelorette recap tonight. We had Kay Brown and Chris Burns from the Bachelor podcast and Betches on our show. And we really had a great time with them. We're going to be on their show next week, so that will be a lot of fun. But we had a good time, a lot of laughs, you know. Pals being pals.
Yeah.
Friends being friends.
And I'm not going to... I realized
we
had a great time. And I am going to put this in there now because I realized I totally didn't do it when we were actually talking to them. And I feel like I definitely should have. You can... They're both at Betches, but you can follow them or, you know, check them out because it's like sometimes you don't know who these people are. It's like, hello.
I want to give them a follow.
Yeah. Kay is Kay York City. Kay York City on Instagram. You can check her out there. And Chris is at Fat Carrie Bradshaw. he is really hilarious. So I would check him out as well. And you can follow The Bachelor, which is their podcast, at The Bachelor, and their episodes come out on Wednesday. We did a great recap with them, so very excited about it.
Very excited. So let's get into it. Into our recap, but of course we need to shout out Hard Candy, who gets our makeup looking right on the after show. You know that it's a long day. Tuesdays are a long day. We're waiting all day to watch The Bachelorette, then we're doing the after show, we're doing the podcast after, and Hard Candy has us looking beautiful and right for the show. Plus their setting spray is amazing. Everything you can get at walmart.com/hardcandy, or go to walmart.com/ and type in Hard Candy Cosmetics, and you can find everything. Everything is 100% cruelty free, and it's skincare and color daring and give you the best looks ever. That was a weird eye.
Almost sounded like you were about to cry.
I did. I thought you were getting choked. I was looking at my phone. I was like, what's happening?
Yep.
Somebody's crying.
I thought I was turning into like Transformer for a second.
Yeah.
I absolutely love their lip crayons. I'm really obsessed with those, and their volumizing lip plumping serum. It really plumps your lips up. It's like, you know, people out there, they like want lip injections so bad. But what if I told you, you don't have to get lip injections. You can just get a little lip gloss that makes your lip pop for a little bit, and then you don't have lip injections forever. You just, when you want to feel a little puckered up, you put that lip gloss on. It has you feeling like Kylie Jenner. Also, their eyeshadows, and like I said, the mascara. I always talk about the mascara and the setting spray. Beautiful.
Yeah. I have been living. I don't use anything else besides Hard Candy for their brow products. The eyebrow products are fantastic. fantastic. Their brows now, they have the pencil, which is so good because it has like a little brush that's on the end that's not like a typical spoolie. It's like a normal little tiny brush that is actually better.
I kind of like the way you say spoolie.
Yeah, it's better than the spoolie. The actual pencil has a little kind of triangle shape to it, so you can get into the corners really, really well. And the brows now clear gel holds it all in place, and you can also use that as a mascara. It has some great elements to it as well that I feel like I've been using it on my eyelashes, and my eyelashes feel very healthy right now. And on top of that, Hard Candy has their Secrets of a Beauty Icon series going on right now. It's Hard Candy and Marilyn Monroe products, which we have tried. They are fantastic, really great. The red lipstick that I was wearing a couple weeks ago is from that collection. So you can go to hardcandy.com to check out the full collection of Marilyn Monroe products. Let's get into our Bachelorette recap. It's recap.
This is the second time I've said that.
You have Bachelorette to keep recap. That.
You sound like you're the Wonder Pets.
Oh, man. Off to a great start. Well, we have some guests, so nothing like embarrassing yourself as soon as the show starts. We are joined by Kay Brown and Chris Burns from Betches. They host the Bachelor podcast. We're doing a little collaboration. It's a long time coming. We're super excited to have you guys on to recap the whole show with us. Trent is here as well. So there's five of us. We're going to have a lot to say, but I'm excited about
it. Yeah. Yay, I'm so excited. Yes, this is literally, I love your guys' tweets. We've been friends for a while. It's like, this is long time come.
Definitely. It feels good. So at first, I want to ask you guys first how we feel about the transition of power happening on The Bachelorette. Is it peaceful? We're now with Tayshia. And how excited have you guys been to see Tayshia?
It feels like finally we are switching regimes. When they like started the whatever that like after the final rose weird segment was, yeah. I was like, God, I can't with it anymore. So I'm just like ready to be in an actual season because I don't get me wrong, I've like lived for this mess of a season so far, but I'm like, I need stability.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It feels like we were going from preseason to, the normal season. Like, let's go where it's like, finally we're in the stream of things where we can like, we know that she's actually looking to talk to all of these guys, because it really was just Claire wanting to talk to one guy, and we all knew. And so we were sick of it and we were fatigued because we knew it was going to happen. So we're like, okay, can we get the real show on the road now so we can actually figure out what's going on?
Yeah, the thing I'm excited about with Tayshia is I feel like we're going to see multiple love stories. Yes, we root for the main person, yeah, the bachelor, bachelorette, whoever it is, to fall in love. But we like to see them fall in love with like three or four people. So it's kind of like a game. It's a race. Who's going to win? It's a battle. You know, with Claire, it was kind of like, all right, we got it. She loves Dale. But with Tayshia, I already feel like we're going to have multiple love stories here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel refreshed. And I think all the guys in the house feel refreshed. As soon as she walked in and as soon as people got the opportunity to pull her away and talk to her, everyone wanted to do it. I know we had talked a lot about Ivan.
Yeah.
He was the first guy to talk to Tayshia, and it was like, oh, we these are guys that we're going to get to know. I think it actually is a great crop of guys. We just weren't able to see that with Claire's, you know, she was obsessed with Dale. That was all she talked about ever. So now being able to see the personality of these guys, and I do think we have a good crop of guys this season for sure.
It was a good reminder right off the bat that like this is a really good group of guys, and we haven't gotten to know them at all. We've gone, you know, 4 full weeks not really getting to see any of these guys talk. So right away it's like, wait, these guys are all really great.
Yeah, that's how I felt watching. I was like, who is that? Oh, who is that? Oh my
like
God.
I've literally never seen half of these guys before in my life until tonight. Like Brendan, I was like, and now he's like the main character.
Well, that's when they brought the new guys in, and he was like, you can tell they like feel like they need to pull her aside first because they're on not the same playing field. But I'm like, oh, honey, no, you're on the exact same playing field. Like, these men have just been sitting here the whole time. I haven't talked to a woman in weeks either.
Yeah, it was funny seeing like the pre-Tayshia people go up against the post-Tayshia people being like, we've been here for the longer, and it's like, it doesn't matter anymore.
Right, they're like the jaded vets. They're like, we've been waiting weeks to talk to Claire.
It's like, just talk to Tayshia.
And we haven't even got a chance.
Anyone.
Yeah, and they've had the same amount of time with Tayshia as the new guys. So it's not like, oh, you know, we've been trying to talk to Tayshia. You didn't even know Tayshia was coming until 5 minutes ago. Same things with these dudes.
Yeah. So we got four new guys. Thankfully, Tayshia did get a little bit of a limo entrance. Obviously, she wasn't going to get that since all these guys were already there and we already saw them. But there were four guys that came out of the limo: Spencer, Montel, Peter, and Noah. We don't really know too much about these guys. It's been kind of crazy because we did nothing but stare at the photos of the guys cast for Claire's season.
Forever.
For weeks, just being like, we got to find out what's going on with these guys, looking at their social media, looking at their bios, everything. So here's four new guys that we don't really know a lot about. Obviously, Spencer, it seems like, had the biggest impact out of all of them. But what do we think about Noah? He's 25.
The mustache.
Yep.
He's a registered travel nurse, which is interesting.
What does that mean? What is
exactly?
That?
Unsure.
Like he has an airplane and a stethoscope in his bio.
Like, I feel like he should probably be doing more important things than being on The Bachelorette right now, if that's the case.
That is a
How many registered travel nurses are there? And he's like, actually, sorry, I'm taking my plane to Palm Springs.
Especially like during COVID, he's like, I'm out.
That is actually a phenomenal point because his Instagram, I did take a look before, he's definitely traveling. He or has been traveling pre-pandemic. It looked like he's been all over the world. The mustache is tough.
Is it like influencer traveling or is it it's
to be honest, it's both. Like it's the intent is not for it not to be an influencer travel post. It's like, hey, I'm a nurse helping people.
Yeah.
But the pictures themselves look like an influencer travel.
I mean, his account should be the registered travel nurse. And like then he's like blowing up. Like that is prime content.
So his Instagram is Baby Herb. His name is Noah Herb.
Oh.
His bio is
His
bio is travel nurse that loves Jesus, loves people, loves living, and refuses to leave this world unchanged, with the hospital emoji and the prayers emoji.
Yeah,
that's all pretty standard there.
You got it all in there. Jesus, people.
Red flags all around.
Yeah.
My question is, where were these men? Like, where have they been? Because also when Spencer got out of the limo, he was like, oh, I know it's a big surprise to like see you here. And I'm like, how do you know that? Where did you come from?
Yeah. How long
Have
they just been in hiding, these four guys?
Weeks, right? They must have been there for like in case Claire needed extra guys or something.
They've been sitting in that limo since like the premiere episode.
Doing laps around La Quinta. It is interesting because we never get the real timelines of these events, because I would like to know how long Claire was there in real time. How long did they know they were going to have to bring in Tayshia? And then, like you're saying, when do they bring in these other guys, or do they keep them on the property?
Yeah.
It's just all very interesting that we get no answers to it.
Well, Tayshia did say, you know, a week ago, I would have never imagined myself here. So I was like, wait a second. You didn't know a week ago that you were going to be the Bachelorette? Like, how did this happen?
Right.
How did we do this? You definitely knew a week ago.
Are we cutting some corners?
Yeah,
because like, you're supposed to be quarantined for 2 weeks.
Tayshia! everyone's going to start pointing their fingers now. You know, I feel like a snitch. I almost wish I didn't say that part because now I feel like I'm snitching on them. But she did say that.
Yeah, no, she definitely did. Noah, I believe Noah was on like the mega list of guys that came out before Claire's season. It was like 40 plus
Spencer
guys.
Spencer was too.
So these guys were involved and then somehow didn't make the cut. I would assume Noah didn't make the cut because of his age.
Did he always have the stash in the pictures?
Yes.
Porno stash?
The stash was in the cast photo. I went back and looked.
You also have to think about the fact that, like, getting all of the contracts signed and getting them approved to leave work. Like, that's not all happening in 2 weeks. So they definitely have taken these guys from like before to bring them back and be like, hey, we're actually going to use you. And we already have your contract signed and ready to go.
These guys have been on the bench. They've been waiting to put me in, coach. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
The background checks alone, they have to like do, I'm assuming, or they should
they
be.
Should. Yeah, yeah.
Because remember, who was the guy where it like came out that he had been like arrested for sexual assault on a cruise ship or something?
Yeah, I think that was Hannah's season, right?
Yes.
After that, they were like, they were like, we need to do like more significant background checks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then it's like, okay, we found these guys at the La Quinta. Just get in the limo.
Kidnaps all these like random dudes.
I was hoping they were
They've
maybe
actually been in the trunk and they just dusted them off. To let them know.
They're like all disoriented. Like, where am I? I was hoping they would maybe bring back some of the some of Claire's.
It was really just Tyler C. New Tyler C.
Yeah, new Tyler C. would have been good. Obviously, we didn't want Yosef back in the picture, but it would have been what a triumphant return it would have been for some of those guys who thought they were going home and then they get to come back.
Paige, the
who's Paige?
The chef. Remember him with the tattoos.
No.
You don't remember him.
I don't think I don't remember that person either.
Anyone ringing any bells?
Like, but again, there were so many people that I was like, who the hell is that?
Yes.
So like,
I didn't know who Ivan was.
There's
until
still
tonight.
So many men on this show. Like, we're
who's
so
Ed?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you. I will tell you all about Ed. I love Ed. He is maybe he's just sort of there, but he doesn't get to go on group dates. He doesn't get to go on one-on-ones.
No.
He just, the camera, whenever they're all hanging out by the pool, Ed's always sitting there. I'm a big fan of Ed. I hope he makes it all the way. I hope when there's five guys left, somehow Ed is just standing there.
Shit, I forgot that Ed was there. Yeah. Listen, that's my type. Fade into the walls. That's what
I'm talking about.
You're not alone, because I put up a picture of Ed early on, just being like, I want to give a shout out to Ed. And people had the same reaction. They're like, who is this person? And that's kind of why I like Ed, because he's kind of in the shadows. But I think he's going to stick around for a while. At least I hope.
I don't know. It's so many of these guys, like we said, we definitely forgot that they were present on this season at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So they're back. Tayshia is giving them some time. They all want to talk to Tayshia. It's very obvious. She canceled the first row ceremony because she just wanted to get to know the guys. I liked the move. I feel like that's a classic, like, let me win some brownie points with the guys. Maybe they're iffy on me. Like, she might have been nervous with the Claire stuff, even though she had no reason to be nervous. Like, those guys, their jaws hit the floor when they saw Tayshia walk in.
Well, do you guys think that production, well, obviously, got in her ear and they were like, we're going to make you seem like the best bachelorette ever, because people really start to turn on Claire. So now with this whole cocktail party thing or rose ceremony, they're like, no, we're canceling this, Tayshia. Tell the guys that you really want to get to know them. Like, they're like trying to make her act the exact opposite of what Claire was like.
Meanwhile, Chris Harrison's like ready to jump the second she's like, we're going to cancel the rose ceremony. Cocktail party's like, what?
Yeah.
Again? And like,
I also feel like production's probably like, you know when like you get a new boss and you're like, oh, it's just that you're so much better than my old boss. I don't know anything about you, but I just didn't like my old boss. That's probably the vibe from production, where they're like, we cannot stand Claire. Yeah. She was so, because like she's like, I decided we canceled the day date, and like the production assistants that I've spent hours like collecting the pool floats for that. Like, well, so yeah, I feel like
it is kind of like when a new boss throws a pizza party and everybody's like, oh, this is great. This person's way better.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I do wonder if they filled in Claire. Maybe they didn't say, we're going to cancel the rose ceremony. We want all these things to happen so the guys like you. But maybe they were like, Claire, this is all the things she did. Maybe try to do the opposite of everything, because she basically did exactly that.
Yeah.
But I guess we can also like low key assume that they didn't know how much backlash Claire would get, because this is all taken ahead of time. Like,
yep, true.
So, you know, this is playing in real time for us, and we're all like, oh my God, Claire's so annoying, blah, 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 whatever. But bringing Tayshia in, they didn't know that it was going to be like we need to save this because everybody's not liking Claire, Tayshia, do something. It's more of just like well, we just need to replace her and let's go. And then we all freak out because we did.
My question is, when was that like final the ceremony thing with her and Dale filmed? Because she said like people should just be happy for us. So I'm like, does she know how much we've been tweeting like negative about her?
Yeah. I don't know, because we did see that Robert Mills went on Nick Viall's podcast and said that once she gave the rose to herself after that group date, they were like, this is it. She's got to go. So I feel like they did kind of have a feeling that Claire wasn't going to be everybody's vibe. And then I think that that segment had to have been filmed recently, like within the start of this show airing, because also, she was talking about having major anxiety, which obviously could be for any reason. But like, you know, knowing what's happening, what everyone's saying about you, then knowing you're going to have to go film this, like, I feel like it was recently.
Yeah.
And including the like her talking to the producers being like, can we wrap this up? Like they were like, okay, there was definitely a decision that was like, edit it to.
For sure.
Yeah.
Dislike her.
Right. You don't, as the Bachelor or the Bachelorette, I think you normally assume like those kind of comments you make to producers would never actually see the light of day. But
you would think.
Yeah. Like you have some kind of protection there. But
why
Claire,
would you think?
No. Because it's never happened. Yeah, but it's just because it's never happened before. They've never done that to a Bachelor or Bachelorette where it's like, let's
drag
show them
on national television on their own season.
Let's show them saying like, hey, can we like get this show on the road?
I wouldn't say anything on a mic. No, around those people.
I bet there are tons of clips that they just buried in the past where they.
Oh, absolutely.
Just, so
that's
they don't,
why.
Yeah, they don't shape the narrative that way.
They say it. I'm sure they say it all the time, but they don't actually put it in the show.
Right.
Like this time they put it in the show as a whole thing. So I want to also about that. Well, let's finish talking about that segment.
And this is about the time where we all needed a drink. Specifically our Owens mixers that sponsors our Bachelorette after show. We drink it all show long because we obviously have our drinking game every single week that you need the Owens mixers for. And right now, Owens Craft Mixers is Barstool's official cocktail mixer. If you don't know that by now, you've been living under a rock. It gives anybody the ability to make a high quality cocktail right at home. It's perfect for anyone like us who doesn't really have a clue on how to make a drink, but Owens makes it easy for us. Go to owensmixers.com and use the code Barstool15 to get 15% off now.
Okay. I want to say, like, it felt very unnecessary. Like, it was like, can't we maybe save this for the end of the season when there's a check-in on them? Do they think maybe they won't be together at that point, that they won't even be able to do that? Like, what do you guys think about their relationship and what's going on right now? Because there has been rumors that they weren't together, but if you watch them on social media right now, they're clearly together. Claire's meeting Dale's sister. They're getting little they're on fondue dates.
Like, pretty good.
So it's clear that they're spending time together, but there's like all these rumors of Dale still being out on dates in the city in the recent months, and I don't know.
I don't know. Did not look like a man that was fully happy about his situation to me.
Yeah.
He was like backstage like... when she brings up the babies.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. When she brought up the babies, I thought that Dale just died right there. Like, I thought that was it from Dale.
Yeah, Chris Harrison was like, all right, what's the next step? You guys are engaged. What are you going to do? Is there a wedding? Is marriage coming down the pipe? And all of us at home are thinking, that's a little fast. And then Claire just says, babies! And Dale was out. Dale right
was
there.
Literally like... Ch-ch-ch.
I mean, she literally started saying that, and she couldn't... Dale was trying to talk, trying to respond and, like, you know, answer that question. She just kept talking over and being like, babies. And Chris was like, well, is it going to be, like, marriage before you have the babies? And she was like, whatever happens, happens. And he's like...
Dale's like, I would like to grow my Instagram following, actually, a little bit before I have babies. Like... I still the modeling pics with Dale. That's the nail in the coffin for me. You don't model for Del Taco unless you have ulterior motive.
He also well, the Del Taco was not a real Del Taco. It was I made that.
Well, it was a taco costume. It was for what?
Party City.
No, you're not modeling for Party City without ulterior motives as well.
he has been in the Bachelor within the interwebs of The Bachelor for a while now. Like, there were pictures of him and Mike Johnson and Derek all from like last December at a basketball game together. Like, he knows the people in this world. And so I think that definitely is something that is riding in the back of his mind. And I think that he initially thought that he would have maybe become like The Bachelor.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, I'm going to say it. I've been holding back because people are like, you guys are being too mean to Claire and Dale. I don't fucking trust Dale. I don't. Yeah. I think he's a little snake who's trying to get some fame. He's trying to get some followers. He wants to hit a million. Once he hits a million, see ya, Claire. I got my deals for
100%.
Life. Once you hit a million followers on Instagram, you are set for life. You can get any ad deal.
You're set for life?
You're set for life.
You're set for a million followers. You can make like $25,000 plus on a single post.
On a single post. Like, and then you got to do that every once in a while for like the rest of your life. Like, unless Instagram disappears.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Do we really trust this? Like you said, if he's modeling for these places, you're modeling for Party City. You're trying to become famous. You know why I was a child model modeling for like fucking Kohl's? Is because I wanted to be famous. Yeah. Like, I wasn't doing that because I was like, I just want to make some extra cash.
I do it for the art.
I'm trying to make money for my family. Like, 11 years old. Like, no, I wanted to be a famous kid. Like, that's why you do those things.
Yeah. He also played in the NFL, and like apparently on his website that you can click on his bio, it was like fucking link in bio, whatever. He's hosted things or whatever. Like,
he describes himself as a host. I think his Instagram bio too says host and something else in it.
That's how
which
you know.
Is like, that's, come on. He
Look, well, he
never
he
trusts anybody that's
sure.
verified before they get on the Bachelor.
And things are breaking his way. If that's the way he wants to play it,
the things are not, though, because the way he wanted to play it was to go in there, make a splash, and get in, get out. I don't think it was like, oh, I'm going to be engaged after 2 weeks and have this woman screaming about babies in my ear. Like, I think he fell down the well and is stuck, and they took the rope out. Like, he can't really climb out of this without looking like the asshole now, because Claire's so in love with him so clearly that if Dale's like, I don't think I can do this, like, all of a sudden he becomes the bad guy, and that would be very unfortunate for this good guy image that he now has.
And then we get Claire as the Bachelorette again. Yeah. They're like, seventh season. Let's go, Claire.
Don't you wish that on us. Don't you wish that on us.
No, trust me. I don't want it.
After like tonight's where she's talking about babies and wanting to get married right away, I think people would look at that now and be like, Dale, you got to get out of there. You got to get out of this now.
Yeah.
Because clearly it's moving too fast for you. So if he's looking for an out, which I think I agree with all of you, where he does want to be famous, he wants Instagram followers, I think it's an easier road out than, you know, than we're thinking. But like, maybe not. Maybe he breaks up with her and then the world turns on him.
She seems like she would kill him.
Yeah.
Like,
she
feels like, I feel like in her mind that he is right directly on the same page. I've seen this happen before. You know, when you have your friend and like, oh my God, like, it's so amazing. We're totally going to end up together. And the guy's like, like kissing another girl in the corner of the bar.
I had
and
not.
You're like, Jessica, honey, no. Yeah.
I had not thought about homicide. I had not thought about that part of it, and that could happen.
You know, it's never. And also, it's going to be. God, I think about them breaking up or whatever, and that is going to be like,
oh,
a cringe, sad breakup. Like, that's going to be.
Yeah, I'm almost hoping they go the distance just to prove us wrong. Just so I can be like, wow, they really did it. But I'm going to need like, you know, years. I'm going to need years with them together.
If they're married in like a year and she's pregnant in like 2 years, then I will have to take back everything we said, you know?
But no, I won't because like they can end up getting a divorce and then they just have a child together and like
in 5 years I feel I would put money on them not lasting 5 years.
There's just no way.
Me too. You know what?
No way.
You don't know somebody that wrong at all. Amanda, like, you can meet someone and think they're amazing, and then after knowing them for like 2 months, you're like, oh my God, they're so annoying.
I know someone who went on a date with Dale a while back, and he...
It was 2 months ago.
Yeah. If only, I would have been crying that from the rooftops. No, it was pre all of this, and he was apparently on his phone like the entire first date. So like right
checking
away,
his
horrible sign. Horrible refreshing. Sign. Who sits on their phone the whole time on a first date? It is awful.
Checking emails about ghosties for Party City.
He was probably DMing with Claire.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh man. All right. We've talked about them for far too long. Let's go back to
Tayshia. We said we didn't care about them. We're like, all right, let's spend 20 minutes talking about
them. Exactly. Tayshia gave her first impression rose to Spencer. That seemed fueled solely by his looks. She was like, he's hot. Yeah.
Damon Salvatore from Vampire Diaries, if he wasn't a vampire. Not
we were
Twilight,
saying we
Vampire
were saying
Diaries.
Derek Paith mixed with Paul Rudd.
Yeah, I could see that. Definitely, he has like Derek's shape, face, and facial hair, but like
it's
with Paul Rudd's eyes.
Paul Rudd's eyes.
Yeah,
you know who else has Paul Rudd's eyes? Brendan.
I love Brendan.
Oh yeah, Brendan is
eyes.
Hot.
I am. You know, it's funny because I really love all these groups of guys, and I think like the younger crowd that watches this show is kind of like about these guys because they're all older, and I'm like, these are hot guys. These are all like hot guys. They seem successful. I'm into it. I think Tayshia is going to be very into it. You know, these guys are into it. Tayshia had like maybe the hottest scene of all time of this show is like her coming out of the pool.
The pool.
Yep.
I was like gagged. It was like it met every requirement I have. I'm like, it like a gay icon was born. She looked hot as hell. It was tens across the board.
Meanwhile, I'm eating like Cheetos on my couch, like hating every part of myself. And I'm like, what's happening?
Kelly Keegs said they were America's boobs. And I think that was a great statement by Kelly Keegs.
Yeah.
I mean, that
they are.
America's boobs.
America needed to see those boobs in this time.
Yeah, but exactly. Spencer getting the first impression, Rose, I'm very interested in this because, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the Bachelorette, every Bachelorette who's given out her first impression of Rose has gone to the guy she ends up picking, right? Yeah.
At least, I'm not sure about all of them, but at least like the last.
Most of them,
The last few where there has been a straight up actual winner, there has,
Right, so I'm interested to see like what ends up happening with Spencer because he already has this like bad guy image.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know why, I feel like from just the way Tayshia reacted and explained it, it seemed solely looks-based and maybe, and I'm sure that's how it was for, you know, Caitlin and Sean and JoJo and Jordan and Rachel and Brian, like they all those were first impression rose winners. So
that rose belonged to Zach Z.
Zach Z deserved so many roses this episode and he got none. It was ridiculous.
That fountain one on one little thing that they did, it's one of the smoothest operations I've seen on the show. Yeah,
it gives me smiles.
It makes you smile and it wasn't too cheesy. Some guys get too cheesy when they try to do things like that. He's like, let's just throw this coin into this fountain and we'll tell each other's secrets if we end up together. Like that's great.
Just cool. He's just a cool guy.
He's also one of those guys that is on the show now that I like didn't know anything about, didn't know his name, didn't see, like, he didn't even speak, I think, when Claire was on the show. So it's like getting to know him, but I do agree that was like smooth as fuck.
Yeah. It was so smooth. Like,
the only guys we ever saw speak on Claire's show got sent home. Like, anytime they opened their mouth, she's like, see ya.
Or you opened up a lot like Jason, and then she's like, no, I'm going to go with Dale. That was
God, Jason.
That he is so sweet, but what are you talking about that you have feelings for her?
Yeah. I think it was more that he was just so embarrassed by how that one-on-one date went that he was like, I got to get out of here.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
They went from smashing things in the sand to like, I did not understand, like, just be like, this is too much for me. Yeah.
He said he fell in love with her.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's...
I threw up.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's just not possible, Jason.
That was out of this world.
He just, like France said, was just embarrassed by what happened. I mean, his parents were probably calling the Bachelor producers to talk to him to say, hey, guy, why did you just blow up our relationship on national television?
Like, right.
Nobody had to know we had problems. You were there for one date with Claire. She didn't like you.
I forgot about that. But that also, the problems with his parents were just like,
oh, they fight.
Like, they were like, I was like, what? That's not...
Imagine
that being like my damage. My parents argued when I was younger.
Yeah, was very bizarre. Yeah,
they went to commercial break during that date with him being like, I got dark things in my past. And then they went to commercial and were like, this is going to be good. There's going to be some craziness. And then it's like you're saying, it was just a couple of fights.
Yeah. Right. Trump was like, did he murder a guy? I remember, specifically, you were like, what happened here?
Thought he killed
him. I know. His parents aren't even divorced, but he was like, but they should have been.
Yeah.
And we're like, what?
Imagine your son saying that, and then the girl doesn't even pick him. She's not even like, oh, I feel bad for you. I'm going to pick you. She was like, that wasn't good enough.
No, that's said that he's got to go home and look at his parents who are still married.
Yeah. Oh my God. They get a divorce after this.
Yeah.
My parents would beat my ass. Yeah. They would fly to Palm Springs and beat my 30-year-old.
Oh my God. Speaking of, I almost tweeted tonight because obviously Claire was talking about how Dale is everything that her dad would want her man to be. And I almost tweeted like, my dad doesn't give a fuck who I end up with as long as I get out. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? My dad is going to kill me if I say something like that. Yeah. Like, it's true, but if I put that out there, well, I just did now. Sorry, dad.
Yeah. Sorry, dad.
She just has put so much pressure on Dale. So okay, anyway, we got it.
Yeah, no, Tayshia, you're right.
Tayshia's boobs. Just think about Tayshia's boobs.
Let's go back. Yeah. Tayshia, okay. So, yeah, Spencer got the first impression rose. And then they had their first group date where they all played basketball in the pool. You know, it was funny because it sucks that the quarantine situation is really starting to take a toll on these dates, right? Like, it's like, how many times are we going to have these guys playing some kind of game in the pool on the
where
field?
They take their clothes off.
Yeah.
They have to blow out their dicks.
There's like no... All we've seen them is them like get shirtless and play some kind of competition.
That's what we tweeted. I was like, there's got to be something in between like competitive team sports with your shirts off and traveling to Paris. Like, somewhere in between there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, it did look like in the preview, maybe there's some other dates coming. Like, whatever happened to the dates where they quiz them on like female anatomy? Those are fun. Like, let's go back to dates like that.
The Ashley, I, and Jared date coming up looks like it's going to be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Looks like we may be getting some type of fun activity here that's not these guys just like running around with their shirts off.
Yeah, I don't even pay attention to those dates anymore. I just show me the winner. Let's go to the cocktail party. Like, let's get it over.
You saw Spencer get hit in the face and he started to bleed and you're like, this is still boring.
I thought they were going to, they played the dramatics up on that so much, I thought they were going to bring in an ambulance. I thought that was going to be our ambulance moment.
Oh, I win.
Where it's just like a little, just a bloody lip. But yeah, those dates, there's just not much to them.
To be honest, they are filming this in a pandemic, so maybe they're like, we gotta cut the ambulances this year. Like, they're needed in other areas. Like, we can't just be like frivolously calling ambulances to fly you out.
Yeah. What did they show the ambulance for this season? They did show a trailer for the ambulance this season.
Of course they did.
But I think it happened already. It was something so stupid. Like, it literally had nothing to do with the show. Yeah. Oh, it's going
to
kill me.
Oh,
now.
It was like probably when like none of the guys decided to talk to Claire. And like, you know what? Get me out of here.
I'm having a heart attack.
That was the neighbors calling 911. There's something going on in the resort next door.
Yes. She had some great moments on the group date with Easy. She went in for a kiss with Zach C. But there was a moment where Riley called Spencer a fried bologna sandwich with mayo. And then to his face, that was like in an interview, but to his face called him lunch meat, which to be honest could mean so many things.
I love it.
Knuckle sandwich.
He was like, we eat you for lunch. Yeah. Lunch meat. And I was like, okay.
I will say,
Yeah, go ahead.
Just very quickly, my favorite sandwich growing up was a bologna, cheese, mayo, pickle, Lay's chip. Oh. Sandwich 100%. With Wonder Bread. Fire bologna sandwiches are.
Yo, let's do that together sometime because I'm here for that.
Absolutely. And a can of Coke on the side. My God, I'm getting that tomorrow.
Anyways. One of the things that stuck out to me was when Spencer was like, I think Riley said something about, you know, I got some like ribs, like shattered ribs, broke whatever. And Spencer's like, let me know if you need a few more. And I was like, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Do it. Like, that was crazy. Like, he asked to be.
He's definitely taunting them a little bit. He's taunting them a little bit, and we knew it the second he walked in as the first guy out of the limo, and they were like, how many more of you? And he was like, wait and see, pal.
Yeah, like, you'll...
But also the producers were probably like, do not tell them how many.
She's like, I gotta play this off.
So much of him being a dick, I think, is probably because the producers are like telling him to do things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To not spoil, like, be like, do not tell anyone you've been sitting in a hotel room for 6 weeks. Like,
that we've had you kidnapped for the better part of eight months.
Since March. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he has seen it. He has seen Tayshia at the Continental Breakfast at the like, waiting for this.
For the past 2 weeks, they've been quarantining together.
Oh, man. Isn't it like, I think they've just been held in some opposite side of the resort, just where like they can't, you got to keep them separate from the rest of them.
And we'll just never know. They'll never say.
It's like, oh, there goes Tayshia on a horse.
Yeah. Or I'm like, are they sitting in like, because you know how they're each in their own room where they had to stay for two? I'm like, have they been in one of those watching everything happen? And they're just like peering through the blinds?
Oh my God.
Oh, the logistics of this, I just would love, really love to know more about how this all went down. Easy ended up getting the group day rose, which was another group day rose. The rose should have went to Zaxi. Yep. Again, I don't really know why he's not getting the roses. It should have been him. They had a great kiss. I love Zaxi because when he says, like, I don't really know anything about this show, like, I really believe him. Like, I feel like
I do too.
Like, he's like, I'm 36. I'm here.
I'm wearing sneakers with a suit. Like, I don't know what's happening.
He is from I've mentioned this a billion times, but he's from he's from my dad's hometown in South Jersey, and so I have a couple like faint connections to him. But apparently, you know, it was one of those my sister nominated me and I went along for the ride and I didn't really know what this was going to be. So I really do believe him when he talks.
I do too. I also loved how Tayshia was like, maybe it's his accent that I love so much. And I was like, really?
Yeah. Like, South Jersey? Beautiful.
I don't know. I know. It's like, I don't know if that's...
That's a first.
It definitely is.
But do we feel like he's hot enough?
Or
like,
I'm into him.
Go ahead.
I like that. Yeah. I don't want to ever have to be like, this guy's way too hot.
Yeah.
I mean, no guy's going to be hotter than Tayshia.
Correct.
Right.
But he has like...
Maybe he's going to end up having a glow up.
He has a boyish charm to him, even though he's 36, which I feel like is kind of an insult to him. But
he's 36?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which I like. 28?
29.
Perfect. So, that's like dream age. That's what I want.
It's going to be high praise. But he's got a little bit of Matthew McConaughey to him. He's kind of like, he's got the
he's
cool
smooth.
Guy. Yeah, he's smooth.
We've said this before. He may not be the hottest
Matthew McConaughey's
guy on there.
Accent compared to South Jersey.
That's very different. Yeah. He's just got that charm to him. He's just got that charm to him. That's something about him.
I agree.
He is charming.
I do agree with that. He has a McConaughey vibe to him.
All right, let's relax.
Okay.
He does. I'm telling you.
All right.
I'm telling you. Watch him next week. He's got very McConaughey.
No, but he is charming. Yes, he is.
Okay, so Easy got that rose, though. And I don't know really, like, how we're supposed to go about Easy right now. I don't know if you guys saw, like, the Reality Steve situation with him. And there were, quote, serious allegations that a woman had put on Twitter and then deleted them. But Reality Steve reached out to the woman and they spoke. And he said that...
Who is Reality Steve? How is he doing this all the time?
That guy, I can't even imagine like how much he spends on just looking through Twitter. But he did put this out there, and
yeah, he did.
So it's like I can't really believe that he put it out there.
without he's having actual facts. The ball.
Yeah, like yeah. he spoke to this woman, and he was like, if her story is right, this is crazy, and he should be like cut from the show. So you're already planting those ideas out in the world right now. So.
No.
I don't know. It's he's obviously not cut from the show. We're clearly seeing him, and he's having a big role. So I don't know if this woman has spoken to anyone at ABC, or if not, or if this is just like not never going to be talked about again.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm going to remain, you know, questionable, uneasy now, because I don't automatically want to be like, this woman is not telling the truth, but I don't want to be like, she is telling the truth. We don't exactly know what is happening. We need more information. I actually haven't even listened to her talk to Reality Steve, so I couldn't even give an accurate
assumption. I did hear about
think, but I did hear about it. So truthfully, I really don't know. But if more and more people talk about it, they're obviously going to have to address it, and Easy's going to have to address it at some point.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, you go, okay?
Well, it's also really hard because, I remember posting something like one of his TikToks or whatever, and I mean, immediately there were like comments being like, why are you supporting him? Blah, blah, blah. Everybody was like freaking out. So it really does.
I didn't know any of this.
I took down the poster because I didn't want to.
Yeah. Introducing it, it's like, I don't really know where we're supposed to go with Easy right now.
Yeah. I think we remain just questionable
neutral
on him.
Until,
it's like, all right,
innocent
Easy,
until proven guilty.
We got our eyes on you. And we're going to watch you closely.
Because he was like, when you walked in, I was like, oh, that's my, like, that could be my wife. And I was like, no, we've seen that. It's not, I don't think he's going to be there that long, I feel like.
Yeah.
I also felt like when she gave him the rose, she, like, spoke to, like, three other guys sitting there to be like, you're safe, like, to kind of quell their.
Right. It was like, Spencer, you're great, Easy. Zaxi, you're great, Easy. Here's the group date rose. It was kind of an interesting way to go about that. And then we saw Jason, you know, he was ready to go. He's still caught up with Claire somehow, unsure. We will dissect all of that. But before we do that, I want to tell you guys about these amazing Rowback performance tees that I just got. They are so, so amazing. I've really been loving everything that I have gotten from Rowback. Their performance tees, their pullovers. Their pullovers are super, super soft and really amazing quality. And hats, great, great hats. They're just, you know, just tight enough on your head where it doesn't hurt. You know how sometimes like you wear a baseball hat and it squeezes your head a little too tight? The Rowback ones are fantastic. And it's a dog logo. Who doesn't love wearing a dog logo? That's all you really need to know. It's just a very subtle, amazing logo. And these performance tees, whew, are so comfortable. They're so incredibly soft. You don't really need to wear anything else. I've been living in them. They're awesome because you can work out in them and also dress them up. Like, they're very cute. You could wear them with jeans and a sweater, or you could actually just, you know, wear them with leggings and work out in them, which is fantastic. Rowback has some of the best face masks also. I've been loving their face masks. They are double layered but breathable and lined with organic cotton to ensure they are super comfortable on your face. And I love these masks the most because they have the adjustable ear loops. So different sizes, you know, for different people, you can adjust it so that it fits super comfortably on your own face. Rowback has now all these amazing women's products, but don't forget they have amazing men's products as well. If you're looking for a gift, like I said, holiday season is coming up. So if you're looking for a gift, check out Rowback. Use the code CHICKS on Rowback.com for a generous 20% off through the end of this week. That's spelled Rowback.com. That's 20% off all ladies' performance tees, protective face masks, and gifts for your guy with code CHICKS. They just dropped brand new ladies tees that will have you looking and feeling fresh. Not to mention, Rowback polos make great gifts for all the men in your life, like I said. So go check them out at Rowback.com. I will be living in my new ladies performance tee. Jason, like we spoke about Jason, you know, he leaves. He goes to Tayshia, says, I can't be here anymore, and leaves.
The drama.
So much drama. Rhea was saying that it was so clear that, like, when when he was talking to Tayshia, Tayshia was like, wait, I kind of like you. Why are you leaving? You know, like never thought yeah. about, like, never thought about him before.
Hotter. Like, she wanted Jason more than anybody else in that moment. She was like, oh, wait.
That is
wait
classic.
Second.
Like, yeah. I, when someone rejects me, I'm like, oh, man. Now yeah. I'm, like, that is, I didn't even think about you until you told me that you didn't like me.
That's right. Toxicity. Yeah. That's toxicity yep. that I can relate to.
Yeah. Yep. But the exactly. thing is, yeah. like, there's so many guys still, and Jason so probably, she probably didn't even know who Jason was when she opened up the door. She probably thought it was a producer.
I think Jason,
who the hell are you?
I think Jason said 19, right? Wasn't he like, there's 19 guys out there who are here for you?
Yeah, because it started with 19.
It's so
I guess that makes sense because there were, what, 15 or so when
yeah.
when
it
Claire
was
left?
16, I think, okay. right? And then they yeah. brought
16,
in four.
16, they brought in
right.
four.
So there you go. So and he just should. Left. So he was like, look, there's 19 guys out there that are here for you. So
and she's like, but I want you.
Yeah, guys. Yeah.
Only.
That's not the last time
I want to leave
see.
With you right now, actually.
yeah.
That's not the last time we'll see Jason. He'll be
yeah.
paradise.
At Claire.
Something
at
He'll
Claire and Dale's wedding front row objecting
yeah oh my god Tayshia had her first one-on-one with Brendan. They had a horseback riding date around the hotel property. Like we said, we're running out of things to do. It's like
they're like in the grocery store,
slap them on some let's put them on some horses and take a couple laps around the pool. They had Chris Harrison handing them margaritas. He's on a scooter. Chris Harrison's working his ass off.
Working for his paycheck.
I also cannot get over that it is Palm Springs in the dead of summer. Yeah. It is 135 degrees. Yeah. And they're like
on a horse.
You can see the beads of sweat as they're like trying to grab a margarita from 7 feet above it.
Yeah, yeah. It's Chris Harrison, you know, amazing man. Yep. And he is just...
Put that season on your back and run with it.
Because, like you said, it's quarantine. They can't have the special, as many special guests, as many, like, you can't have the one-on-one through the streets of Rome where a nice Italian lady lures them into her bakery. Like, you need right. like, Chris Harrison has to take over that role.
And, I mean, what else is he doing? They're all in fucking this resort. Like, he has yeah. nothing else to do, so like he might as well show up.
They're like, Chris, you get paid $10 million a season. You can, like, bring a margarita out yep. this one time.
Yep. He likes a little bit more of the work.
You think he likes it? You think he's getting
yeah.
a kick out of it?
Oh, my God.
I mean, that,
sure.
little, 100%. That little buffet of bits they did tonight with him on the scooter was fantastic.
One-man show,
it's
Chris
almost,
Harrison.
They might set a bad precedent for him. Where it's like, we're going to be demanding that Chris Harrison does more little things like this.
Chris yeah. Harrison's now a luggage guy, Trent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to take my gig right away from me.
I'm curious of what you guys think about, like, how Chris has been reacting to all of this, like his reaction to Claire and his reaction to all like this Tayshia stuff, because it seems like he is over it
you
or like
so?
In like disbelief or doesn't believe it or you know what I mean?
He was definitely over the Claire stuff.
I think he's just trying to carry on. He's just like, all right.
He is a company man through and through. Like, he will never, you know what I'm saying? Like, he will never say a bad thing about the show or any of the,
listen,
the stars of the show.
Listen, you do not bite the hand that feeds you.
Exactly.
And that hand is feeding him very well.
Exactly.
What did he, what
no,
did
but
he,
in the sit down with Claire and Dale, she, I forget what exactly he had asked
say,
her.
Trent?
I know exactly what
but
you're
you know
about
what
to
I'm
say.
Talking about? Like, they were talking, he had asked her, like, if she had disrespected the process or the show or something. It was something along those lines. And she was like, I have so much, I forget what it was, but she specifically said, I have so much respect for all of this and the show and everyone.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, did you?
He, right.
You know, he was the one who was like, I mean, you kind of blew the whole thing up, so.
Yeah.
The best thing
you
about
you can tell, like, he's been trying to hide it, but it came out there.
Chris Harrison really is yeah. a company man, because in the middle of the Claire and Dale sit down, he tweeted hashtag Bachelor Nation. Seems like you're loving it tonight. Like, yeah. he, I mean, he's just like trolling everybody.
Chris Harrison yeah. is like at home on a Xanax watching this episode.
100%.
Those tweets are someone on a Xanax for sure, being like, whatever.
I mean, he's like cursing on the show.
I love
yeah.
it.
That
I don't
fucking
Chris Harrison
love
curse.
It. That's what Chris Harrison would say.
That's yeah. also probably how you could tell he's a little just over it with Claire, that he's like looking her dead in the face, is like, hey, don't fuck with me on this. Like, yeah. Tell me the truth.
Yeah, that was
bullshit.
Yep, it is really crazy. So, Tayshia and Brendan had this horse date. They end up in the pool. It's very standard. We really nothing too exciting about these dates these days. But he is nervous about telling Tayshia that he was married young and is now divorced. So it's mm-hmm. interesting to see this play out because these guys really might not know anything about Tayshia because they had no time to even a quick Google search before she walked in. So he has no idea that Tayshia is also divorced. So he was very nervous, yeah. But they ended up bonding on that, which was, I think, it was best case scenario for Brendan.
I thought it was so sweet. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, couldn't have gone better.
Yeah.
We're incredibly lucky because he was very nervous about it. And then all of a sudden she's like, I got good news for you because I was also divorced. And it became this nice thing that I think set a pretty good foundation. I don't know if he's the front runner, but he's certainly up there because they actually have a connection. I didn't think much of Brendan when they went on their started going on the date. But now I think, I mean, he could go really, really far. And the foundation of that is that they've both been divorced.
Yeah. I think that they
What a way to bond.
I have a friend that's 27 or got married at 27 and got divorced at 28. And like, it's still, they were together for like 7 years before that. Like, yeah. Same story where, and now when she dates guys, she's like, at what point do I tell them that I'm like divorced? It's just a weird thing. So I feel like that was a nice little,
yeah, it's nice.
I don't know that it's gonna mean enough to carry them through, but
yeah, what are they going to keep talking about their past relationship? Like, that's not gonna, you know, it helps them, but not only to a certain extent. I also think that they gave Brendan this one-on-one for a reason. They definitely knew he was divorced before. He's also young, and Tayshia with the same thing, so they're like, yep, first one-on-one, let's have a connection here,
right?
And this builds multiple love stories to happen now, because she's got the thing with Zach C, she's got a little something with Spencer, now she's got something with Brendan. This is what we like to see on this show.
Definitely. And the you can't really have like a my divorce like for forever. That's not gonna
married
work.
And they're talking about getting divorced already.
And so but it was definitely a very nice date. The firework, it's crazy because you see that, you know, the fireworks are going off, but all the other guys are sitting in their rooms like, damn. Yeah. There goes the fireworks.
And it's so fitting that they're cut off. Like, you can't really see the fireworks. It's like when you see fireworks in a distance from your house. Like, the trees are blocking it. There's houses blocking it. But you know, like, the people sitting right in front of it are enjoying
they're right there.
Like, on 4th of July when your friend in the city's like, I have an amazing view. And then it's like, you get there and it's not an amazing view of the fireworks at all.
The Freedom Tower is
And they're like, wow, they must be having a really good time.
Yeah. It's definitely a whole added element to all of this. So Brendan, it worked out for him. He got a rose. That was basically the end of this episode. So I'm excited to see where this goes. Rhea, like you said, we're forming connections here, which is all we asked for out of our Bachelor, Bachelorette. So the last thing I'm going to ask all of you guys is, can we each pick a top three for Tayshia?
Ooh.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Okay, I have mine already, so I'll give mine.
You go, yeah.
Okay. My top three are Zach C. Shocking.
Yeah.
Ben.
Oh, I was going to say Ben, too.
And Riley.
Okay.
Okay. I'll say Zach C., Brendan, and I want to say Spencer, but I'm like, those are just the three guys they show tonight. So like, I don't want to stand by that.
Those are the only ones I know. So,
like, Kenny, I can't believe Kenny is even still there.
Hilarious that he's still there.
I
really love that he was like, I book bands for a venue. It was like, okay, pals.
What sick.
Boy bands, boy band cover bands.
Right.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do Zach C. I like Riley. I think that's a good one. And Spencer. Mm. I think he could make it. I think I'm taking his first impression rose.
Like, a little bit too hot to not make it that far, you know?
Right.
And
too much drama not to make it that far.
Yeah.
I liked the busted lip. That worked for me.
I'm going to get crazy.
Oh,
okay. I'm going to do Zach C. Ben, but I'm going to throw Noah into the bunch.
Ooh.
Wow. Ooh, Stash.
Just also, Tayshia's like into that vibe. Yeah. Remember 100%. Like John Paul Jones?
John Paul, she likes that. She totally does.
The teaser, the dad's like, you're making a big mistake. Oh, like, I'm getting Noah vibes. Like,
okay.
Like,
yeah.
Possible. Yeah. You know, not comparing him to Luke P, but when Hannah was like loving Luke P and everyone was like, what the hell is going on?
I think
we're going to see that situation with Noah. So I'm going to throw in him just to get a little crazy.
Okay.
I like Zaxi, Brendan, and this is a person who she hasn't even talked to, but I want to just talk about him for a second, is Bennett. Bennett has to do something.
Bennett has to
do something. He's just sitting there. He's on vacation right now. Maybe he doesn't do anything anymore, and he just goes.
I wouldn't be surprised if Bennett just pulls out his clubs that he's been keeping in the closet and like hit the golf course
with Chris Harrison.
Like, Chris Harrison, yeah. Chris Harrison, just fucking it up on the golf course.
As he gets sent home, he's just gonna be like, "I'm gonna stay, Chris. You wanna get a quick 18 in before they film today?"
He really is. He's always smiling when the camera cuts.
Bennett hate golf?
That was
in his bio. It doesn't fit him.
That's right.
Because I remember reading his bio and being like, this man doesn't hate golf. It said it right there that he hates golf.
He's either going to go very far or he might just, like you're saying, pack it up and leave on his own because he's like, I don't need to be here. But he seems like he's having a good time.
Who goes further?
Well, we haven't seen a rose ceremony.
I know.
Since the first night?
We've gotten two rose ceremonies.
Since JoJo's season.
Yeah, we have not seen a rose ceremony in so long.
Bennett is very like the second to last entrance on a season of Paradise.
Right.
Where he comes in, he's there for like an episode or two, nothing happens for him still, but we smile.
Yeah, exactly. What was the last thing you were saying, Rhea, before?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Quick thought. Now it's out of the brain.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that wraps up our full recap. Thank you so much to Kay and Chris for joining us. This was amazing. I appreciate you guys doing this. I know Kay is on the West Coast, so I don't feel as bad, but Chris,
I'm going to go watch the second half.
Exactly. You can go watch it again on television. But it's late for you, Chris, so we appreciate that. But you brought your Christmas tree to this recording, which honestly made this so much better.
Yep.
See, I was like, I'm going to put it where I have to do all of my Zooms because this will bring joy to everyone.
It really, really does.
It made it so much better.
Yes, and you can listen to The Bachelor, their podcast about, obviously, The Bachelor, which is released every Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Wednesday? Yes. Okay.
Every Wednesday.
Amazing. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you very soon.
Yes, come to our podcast.
We're doing a little podcast swap, so we'll see them very soon.
We have a scheduled date, I believe, so we definitely will.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.